Harper Audio presents The Good Fight, Why Liberals, and Only Liberals, Can Win the War on Terror and Make America Great Again. Written by Peter Beinart. Read by David Slavin. Copyright 2006 by Peter Beinart. Production copyright 2006 HarperCollins Publishers. One, a new liberalism. The trip began badly. Within minutes of former Vice President Henry Wallace's arrival at the Minneapolis airport, the crowd waiting to greet him had already begun to squabble. Wallace's aunt and uncle, who were Minnesota residents, wanted to drive their famous nephew to his hotel. But the leaders of Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor DFL party insisted that he travel in their car instead, in a show of solidarity. Communists were like that. In the transportation sweepstakes, Hubert Humphrey, the 35-year-old mayor of Minneapolis, came in a distant third. Not only was he denied the honor of ferrying the country's leading liberal politician in his car, but the communists didn't even give him a seat in theirs, so he had to wait to speak to his political idol until later that night. Despite their differences, Humphrey revered Wallace. The younger man was jovial, corny, everybody's best pal. The older man was mystical and introverted, a lover of humanity, but rarely of those around him. But they were both Midwesterners, and they both worshipped the New Deal, seeing it not merely as a template for America, but for the world. At the 1944 Democratic Convention, Humphrey had unsuccessfully fought to re-nominate Wallace as vice president, rather than the hackish Harry Truman. On the day Franklin Roosevelt died,